Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coach, it's time for our Sherwin-Williams rapid-fire fan questions. Ready?
Let's do it.
Michael Stockton from Denver writes in, guessing that Brock is the tallest quarterback you've ever coached, is there anything unique, different, or challenging when working with a 6'8" quarterback?
No, I wouldn't say so. You know, obviously he's got great vision, you know, those type of things, but he's got a skill set moving around and doing those type of things. So, no, I don't know that that's a big a deal. I've been around seen some Hall of Famers at 6 foot, so it's about how you play, and he's playing pretty good right now.
I like the quarterback sneak last week as well there, by the way. Okay, Sophia Martinez from Colorado Springs, coming off a big win against New England, is there any extra emphasis this week to make sure the team does not suffer a letdown against last place San Diego? You talked about this earlier this week.
Yeah, there's always a point of emphasis every week. You know, last week we're playing the world champs, you know, and this week people ask you about a letdown. I know one thing for sure, Nick. If we play good football, we'll have a chance to win every week. If we don't, then it's tough to win in this league, so we'll stay focused on trying to play well.
Finally here, time for our kid question of the day. Turn around, take a look.
Hi, my name is Alexis Voss. I'm 13. Coach Kubiak, if you could change the Broncos' colors, what would they be?
Alexis, I would never change the Bronco colors. Y'all know better than that. I love them. I love them.
I knew that it was going to stay orange and blue. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this week in San Diego.
You bet. Thank you.
And that is all the time we have tonight. We also want to thank C.J. Anderson for joining us as our player guest, the Broncos and the Chargers. Kickoff set for 2:05 at Qualcomm Stadium. Reminder to tune in to Fox 31 Denver News at 6, 9, and 10 on Sunday night for complete highlights and post-game sound from inside the Broncos locker room. We'll see you then. We'll be right back.